Rav Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph. Hamor is das poselis dim hamer daito. If he comes to Meshumah, he goes off the derech. The stackle mice of lovish and mishmaim, and his actions become like a nochri to his father and Shemaim and Hashem. Amar Rachman, and the Torah says, lo yechabal he can't eat the Karan Pesach. Chachik, I've seen this aversion. Kol aru lo yechabal lamalit boy. The word boy, what's it coming to exclude? But look, I see in Toshiva Sacher Klal. That's not the proper version. No, Kim the Kule Kral, Xera Shava. So he said the whole pasuk is coming from Xera Shava. Greenan Le Mepashte, Le Garmi, and completely remove the simple meaning of the pasuk. Mimen Altach Mimendun, no, that's the pasuk. Kim in the Marta, Boys Mute, since the word boy is coming to be excluded, and Mimendun Nami the Mute Mashvin, and also the word Mimendun should imply that it's coming to exclude. Look at the Rabbah, look at the Pirkan, look at the Pirkan, tell us the Memendo Ksiva Pesach, that says there are three times the word Memendo appears to Pesach, and it will explain over there why it's coming to me. Might. Rebbe Akiva, hi, Toshi Pesach, Rebbe Pesach, my, of it, like, ho, like, look, look, Evid Ivri Kha, you can't say a song about every, Evid Ivri at all. Let's see, Arvi, Ubi Givoni, Mohol, Shlo, Yechol, Pesach, then I'll eat the carbon Pesach. Givoni is a shame, in the name of a nation, Shemoyel and Aspel that would give them circumcise themselves. Hani Mulin Ninu Bidmi, it's a question of Alamulim Mutin, why do we need to exclude them? Arelim Ninu, they are considered an Aral, Mikol Aral Mimitin, they're ready from the process where it says Mikol Aral, they're excluded. But Aral Yisrael, the Indian Neder Mulin Ninu, with regard to a Neder, they're considered as if they have a bris, the Halach Acher Lashem, the other, after people talk to the Yisraelim, Lokarile, who Arelim, you don't call a Jew an Aral. Well, the Gechim, Lokarile, Mulin, you don't call a non Jew someone who is circumcised. The Katan Shinolad Mohol, because Rabbi Kiva Katan Shinolad Mohol, Serkla Hafti Menu that bris, and Rabbi Kiva holds that when the baby is born circumcised, then you still have to poke a little blood out. Rabbi Lezer, the Lo Mamayit Lehu doesn't exclude it. Also, the time it goes according to his reason. Amr Ba'cholitz, it says in the Perkah Cholitz, Ger Shemol Velo Tavol. Ger, that had a bris and didn't go to the Mikvah. Ger Ma'al Yehu is a complete Ger, who Bekotan Mohol severely, and with regard to Katan, who was born with a bris, then he holds in Tzerchatim Men, and numbers, you do not have to poke out a little bit of blood. Katan Oral, Toch Shmoyna within 8 days of birth. Ma'al Losech Hashem Shal Jum, the Kaimon was the Paskin, the Sicha Kishtia, that the smearing with oil is the same as drinking it. Tanakulam Mimitovul Kamayim, Bekir Boy Ukishem, and Matsmoysev, we'll learn out from that Pasik. Ma'akovo, Machil Shumar from eating Shumar, Ainli, La'aki Pesach, Elamidus Chorov, not only is it essential for the Karm Pesach except for circumcising his male Shiesho. Mishasasia. They're there at the time of shechting it. They got me milas charev ksev, because by the mila doing the bris in the males, it's written, ozi yikravas, so you're going to go do it. By the shechita, that's the shechting it, slaughtering it. Got me avodav ksev, and by his slaves, it's written, ozi yachal, but you're going to eat it. I feel a little havi, a little evid, b'shasa see it, even if it wasn't a slave, at the time that they shechted it, boilo, b'shasa chil, and he had it at the time of eating it, ma'akovel. Midachilas pesach, and he's not allowed to eat the karm pesach. Minayin litein degabe bonim nami, even my sons also, in roi limo b'shas achil, if he's fit to have a bris at the time of eating, v'lo hayolosh b'shas asi, and he wasn't fit for a bris at the time of shechting it, minayin shema akobol mechilas pesach, how do you know that that prevents him from eating the carbon pesach? Hamalemer, oz yikrav la'asaysay, oz yechobol, the two psukim. That we make inclusion from the time of eating it. Alma, we see from there, the lo havalu b'shas. I see that they weren't around the time of shechting it. Echidami, how does that work? Lav, the isuli meini meini. As it must be that they were born in middle. Elocha, kishachotzo sochamo, shahoya. Choyla, that he was sick. When the strapping got better, when the schalza and the fever went away, when the shtalfa mimenu chama, and the heat, the fever went disappeared. Benitus le kol shiva beibeni meini is the itbach, and if in between the shechting and the being brought up, he healed. Amay ma'akavle vachila, why can't he eat the harvest? The katilum matas mana is not his time yet. The time came on yom of rasul kiyom holadoi. That the day of getting better is like the day of born. The adzayin yom ilom halim. You have to wait another 7 days till you can give him a bris. The avinu le shikvar and his rapa zeshman yom. It's already healed. This baby was already healed for 8 days. The whole shmini shalul deos for Pesach. In 8 days in Pesach, when the malay mitzafra, we gave him the mitzafra bar mihilahu. And since in the morning you already can have a bris, shtakach ma'akav le'masiyah. You see that he's not allowed to shech the carbon. Malam li kolor bui shasachila. Why do you need the pasuk to teach me about the time of eating? Daf ayin aleph omad beis. And the example of his fever went away after Chatzos of this day, 8 days, for 8 days. This is what he's talking about. It's just the day he's born, you don't need a 24-hour period. So to the day of him getting better, you don't need a 24-hour period. Now Luda said, that the day of getting better is like the day of being born. Hashem is coming to teach us that you have to wait until the 8th day. Between the shechting and the eating, you don't give 7 days unless he had to wait for a bris from getting better, unless he had fever. At the time of shechting, they're the ones who are responsible for the mila. Below alachem and others, they can't do their current pesach. And there. Messenger shechted for them. If they come out at the time of eating, then the fact that his son doesn't have a bris will not allow him to eat carbon Pesach. And from that moment that his head came out, then he's very considered a baby. As if it's born. Now, in between the shechting and the eating, the body came out. And now it's the time to do the bris. But in the paragraph of the mouth is closed inside and the navel is open. The king is just then when it comes out into the world, now the mouth which was closed opens up, and this time patuach tiburo, and now it's that which was open, which is the navel, has become sealed. Ein yochol lichis mishum d'loyana, because he's not nursing. The sickness feeds the sick person. When it came out, it went away. We said the day gets better is like the day he was born. Is crying out, come oi, below Ashkobain and listen to him. The parak pasuk of Yuma, that's in the last parak of Yuma. A Yisrael became tummy mace, Mekabel Hazah, can become, you get the paradum, and then the term into muscle to become tar, because you yimel, when he gets the bris, and the sarclax of the house does not need another paraduma. But I help a kachim, a kachim, but Lormin and Hazah is, are aware that Slosham Hazah, they're getting the paraduma on him while he was in Aro, is not called getting the paraduma sprinkled on him. She came and seen all the same, they made a shul, and has the shul, but Pesach Gilgal, and the Pesach, the main in Gilgal, she kibble Hazah, but Metumas mace, because she ain't around, and they got the Hazah, the paraduma. From Tumas Meis when they were still Arelim. Hasar lo mahol me'oisan shahoy b'mirba, those who were in the Midbar shahoy Arelim, which were Arelim. Hazah emas ovid. The Tumas Meis shalim from the Tumas Meis that was on him, shorob tzibur tzimei meis hayu, because most of the tzibur was tzimei meis, shindit tzimei lava sayin, that they came to tell me their fathers who died, shakol yitzim mitzayim meis of a midbar, all the yitzim mitzayim died in the Midbar. Ve'elo heim b'neim, these are their sons, k'lech sivis b'neim heikim tachtum. And oisam al Yeshua, those ones who gave a bris, ve'ech netiru. How did they become tahor to eat their karm pesach? Because Shem Arelim must have been that they got the sprinkling of the paraduma on the third and the seventh day when they were still Arelim. Or they got the sprinkling of the paraduma on the third and seventh day while it's still the midbar. Oh, actually, right now, Hazalim, they got sprinkled on it. Kulon, Yachal, Ona, once better. So the Chedesh, in the tenth of the month of Nisan, the Bera Pesach. And there are Pesach Vayilahem Dalad Yom Kemishpat Mein Hazal Hazal. They had the 4 days in between the sprinklings. Like the halacha is the Im Lo Hayim Mazen Ad Yom Echad Asa, because if they didn't get the paradum sprinkling until the 11th day, Lachar Mila after the Mila Nimsis Hazal Shniya Mucher Zaris Man, that the second sprinkling was missing the amount of time you needed to wait. Vistim Befarshal Hazal Mishum the Kol Parishman Arlok Parishman Akever. Now those who explain that you need to get sprinkled over here is because it's like anyone who gets a bris is like he separating himself from a grave. The Lamil Sin is not true. The Ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan Beperka Ishim Mesechus Pesachim. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Perka Ishim in the Mesechus Pesachim Lo Shalom El Arul Vekechem. That's only a goodbye goy. I will already struggle. The Jews get the bris. They are called Tovel Vekechem. Yeah, everyone holds he can go to the mikvah and eat right away. As physical as carbon Pesach Erev that night. Lo Shemishin Shemati. P. Murray Hazokin, and the first Pshat is what Rashi says he heard from his Rebbe. M.K. Mai Shu of the Mashma Zmana Achrisa. It implies another time. El Lav Shmami Nilapriyam. So teaching they have to do Priyo. Mai Shain is Hashtag the Rashi the Shuv. And now they made a drush on the word shul, shenis, my tetish, but what drush are you going to make on the word shenis? Lishna krina, my shul, my shenis, el lav, lapir, lahai, lishna garcina, vidumo, lakushe, sevmila, they have that gears as well. Instead, the lav, lapir, also el ikov, is not coming to teach you about priya, he's just coming to teach you what is essential. So, if mila, tzitzin, shinishtair, shulokata kol arlo, you have these little strings of skin left over because you didn't cut the whole arlo, in rov gavoy, afakavti, in rov akif, even though you don't have the majority of the circumference.